For Manna in the Morning, this is Keith Kaiser once again bringing you a study from God's Word. We're in John chapter 13, the beginning of what's called the Upper Room Ministry of Christ. Named that because Jesus was taking his own, the disciples, aside from the world and taking them into an upper room to give them private teaching. One has remarked about this teaching on the Upper Room Ministry of Christ that it really should be called In the School of Christ. Because here the Lord Jesus was going to give the disciples private instruction on what they were going to need to know in his physical absence. He was going to prepare them for his death at Calvary, as well as for the subsequent resurrection and his ascension back to heaven and glory. John chapter 13 begins by saying in verse 1, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them unto the end." And really, this verse serves as a preface to the entire Upper Room teaching. It's an introductory statement that prepares us for what's to come. The Upper Room ministry is predominantly contained in John chapters 13 through 17. John chapter 13 and also chapter 14 will take place actually in the Upper Room. John chapter 15, according to most Bible students, probably takes place as the disciples leave the upper room and are making their way through the streets of Jerusalem toward Gethsemane. And John chapter 17 is an account of the Lord's prayer to his Father, a very instructive prayer for us to learn about the Trinity, the triune Godhead. But here John chapter 13 verse 1 begins with a statement that sort of clues us into what all of this teaching is going to be about. First of all, we read, "When Jesus knew that his hour was come." Now that phrase, "his hour," is used repeatedly in the Gospel of John. The phrases like it, such as, "his time was not yet come," are also used. As far back as John chapter 2 at the wedding of Cana in Galilee, Mary would come to the Lord Jesus and urge him to do something to meet the needs of the people there who were running low on wine for the wedding feast. The Lord Jesus answered, "Woman, what have I to do with thee?" In the original language, he's very respectful and polite, yet forceful with her. His time was not yet come, he told her. It wasn't the time for him to perform this miracle. It was going to be subsequently in a few moments. But he was stating very early on, right at the first, that he was going to act only at the will and behest of his Father in heaven. It would be according to God's timetable that the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, would do the great things that he did. And repeatedly through the Gospel of John, sometimes when they wanted to kill him, we read that the Lord Jesus passed through their midst unharmed because his time was not yet come, or his hour was not yet come. We read also that when they wanted to come and crown him king, again, he wouldn't accept that from them. But now the Lord Jesus knew his hour was come. And that tells us that in this great opening statement of the Upper Room Ministry of Christ, everything that is said is going to revolve around the perfect foreknowledge of the Son of God. The Lord Jesus knew the end from the beginning. He is the one who existed before time. He's the eternal and everlasting Word. John chapter 1 refers to him by that title. And he knew what was going to happen before ever it happened. He had perfect foreknowledge. He knew that his hour was come, but he also knew what it entailed. He knew that his hour was come, says the verse, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father. Oftentimes we may get sick of this world and its problems, all the struggles and toils we go through. We may long to depart from the world, but that wasn't the emphasis of what the Lord Jesus was looking forward to. He was leaving the world, yes, but he was going to the Father. That was the key. That was the great blessing that he looked forward to return to the fellowship he had with the Father before the world was, to once more resume his place in heaven. So right at the outset of the Upper Room ministry of Christ, we learn that the Lord Jesus had perfect foreknowledge.